You are listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. Good afternoon. The leader of Traverse City School District has said he was blindsided when he found out last week the state might take money back from a homeschool program. But other sources indicate TCAP Superintendent Paul Soma knew it was a possibility for months. IPR's Morgan Springer has the story.
This story begins last week when state education officials sent a letter claiming TCAPS miscalculated the number of students participating in the Northern Michigan Partnership. That's a homeschool program that operates online. In the letter, the Michigan Department of Education indicated it might ask the district to return at least $700,000 in funding. Since this news broke, TCAP Superintendent Paul Soma has said the state is mistaken. The district is accurately and legally counting the students. He has also called attention to how he was notified. Here he is at a board meeting on Monday. And our apologies, the audio is not great.
We have no communication, no formal communication, no informal communication about any of the details around this situation from the state or from the ISD.
Soma has said multiple times that he was surprised and the district was blindsided by the state's letter last week. Board member Bill Smith says he left the Monday meeting with the impression Soma knew nothing about the state's review of the homeschool program until October.
That's what he said, and I have no basis to doubt what he said at this point.
But Nick Siglerick tells a different story. Siglerick is the superintendent of the Traverse Bay Area Intermediate School District. The ISD has audited the Northern Michigan Partnership three times and found no issues. Siglerick says he had a conversation with Soma about the state's review of the partnership in July.
On July 24th, I did have an opportunity to have a very informal conversation with Superintendent Soma.
Siglerick says he told Soma the state had questions about how the district was counting its homeschool students. He says he also told him it was possible TCAPS could lose per pupil funding. When I spoke with Soma yesterday, he confirmed that conversation.
And so when Nick is telling me this, I'm like, Nick, thank you, I appreciate you telling me, but that's so impossible.
But Soma says he still absolutely stands by what he said at the Monday board meeting.
If there's a small nuance that I didn't say I had a passing conversation with Nick, what is important about that, and why I'm not sure why, you know, whatever, do you think that's such an important point? What is important about that point would be, oh, Paul, you had an informal conversation with Nick. What did you do about it?
Soma says what he did was re-examine the law and talk to state education officials who he says told him TCAPS was fine and would not lose the money. Soma goes on to say leaving out his conversation with Siglerick during the board meeting is beside the point.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter at whatsoever. So here would be a question. Are you suggesting that I misinformed the board on this matter?
I'm suggesting that the board might not fully understand the scope and the timeline of what happened. It comes across at that meeting as if you knew nothing about it until October. Soma says he is working with the state to resolve this issue and expects things to be cleared up. He says he is very proud of the work going on at Northern Michigan Partnership and is confident it is operating correctly. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.